From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggipinto. Some Saratoga Springs residents are waiting out the Knowles fire after it spread quickly from the start yesterday. An estimated 3,100 homes were evacuated. State officials say the fire got some rain that helped containment, now 25%, over 10,000 acres. The Canal Fire in Millard County escaped containment and blew up overnight. It is now estimated at 50,000 acres and evacuations are underway. The Rock Path Fire started from lightning late last week on federal and state lands in Millard and Beaver counties and is burning across nearly 17,000 acres and is about 45% contained. And the Traverse Fire burning the ridge between Draper and Lehigh started from illegal use of fireworks. It burned 450 acres and forced evacuations that have since been lifted. Zion National Park plans to reintroduce a modified shuttle service on Wednesday. Since reopening in mid-May, Zion Rangers have limited people entering to only the 400 parking spots available on the scenic drive. From KUER's Southwest News Bureau, Lexi Peary reports on what an early morning looks like without the shuttle.
Just before 6 a.m. last week, there's a line of more than 350 cars to get into Zion's main canyon. Rangers start letting people park at the trailhead soon after, and within an hour, every spot is full. Marcus Austin Macias was eighth in line, but he and his group didn't get much sleep in order to land a prime parking spot at Zion's Riverwalk Trailhead.
So we just got in last night, so like about 1 a.m, and decided to get in line because we saw a couple people already starting to line up.
Officials stopped the shuttle system when the park partially reopened because it took extra time to configure the buses to allow for social distancing for passengers and drivers. Restarting the shuttle system will hopefully allow more people to visit Zion, says park spokesperson Jeff Axel.
Shuttle's absolutely critical, and we're so happy that we're going to be able to bring it back online.
The plan is to have park visitors reserve a $1 ticket for a time slot to ride the shuttles. Lexi Peary, KUER News.
The State Department of Health reported more than 1,000 new COVID-19 cases in Utah over the weekend. That comes after the state set a record high for new daily cases last Friday. The state announced one death over the weekend, bringing the total to 167. With that record high of new COVID-19 cases last Friday and another 1,050 over the weekend, KUER's Jessica Lowell reports on how hospitals are preparing for a COVID surge.
On any given day during the last couple weeks in June, there have been over 150 patients in the hospital, and more than 65% of all the ICU beds are occupied, according to the Utah Department of Health's website. Dr. Eddie Stenium with Intermountain Healthcare says the number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients has doubled compared to a month ago. But he says they still have the capacity right now to treat patients.
If we continue this trend and we do not abate the crisis that is going on now, we will reach capacity in the coming weeks and we will no longer be able to care appropriately for patients with COVID-19.
And at the University of Utah Health, they have 40 to 60 beds specifically for patients with COVID-19. Dr. Bob Pendleton with the U says they're working on expanding that number to upwards of 100 beds if needed.
We've had a couple of months of, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, planning and preparing.
Pendleton says they're also willing to team up with other hospital systems to, quote, level load. That means if one hospital is full, they'll send patients to another with open beds. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
The Utah Jazz revised season schedule starts July 30th in Orlando against the New Orleans Pelicans. They'll play 8 games before the playoffs, but no fans will be allowed. It will be the team's first game since the NBA suspended its season in early March after Jazz center Rudy Gobert tested positive for COVID-19. His teammate Donovan Mitchell tested positive shortly after. A Colorado team says their work on a COVID vaccine is progressing. Globally, about 200 vaccines are further down the testing pipeline, but none has crossed the finish line yet. The Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Ray Goodrich directs the Infectious Disease Research Center at Colorado State University. He says results haven't yet been published, but studies in about 40 hamsters have shown the potential vaccine is successful on two fronts. It causes the animals to mount an immune response, and it appears to protect them from the disease.
The next step is often a very big step to take, and that is, okay, how do I now take what I have and make it in very large quantities? And I have to be able to make it in very large quantities, very consistently, very reproducibly.
They would also need to do additional animal testing before beginning human trials. If it succeeds, one advantage of this potential vaccine is that the key ingredient is produced in a portable device that's already used in medical facilities across the world for purifying blood donations. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Raelynn Bischel.
And I'm Diane Maggio Pinto, KUER News.